Here's your money briefing for Friday, January 10th. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. California has an answer to rising health care and prescription drug costs. The state wants to create its own generic drug label. Wall Street Journal reporter Jared Hopkins will explain. First, some money and market news you should know. The nation's unemployment rate is the lowest it's been in 50 years. That's putting pressure on companies to offer higher wages to boost recruitment and retention. Well, Taco Bell is going to test paying managers a $100,000 salary at some company-owned locations in the Northeast and Midwest later this year. The fast food chain is hoping that a 20 to 50% salary bump will attract the right restaurant managers and keep them from job hopping. And Taco Bell isn't the first fast food chain to offer managers a six-figure salary. At privately held In-N-Out Burger, the average salary for a restaurant manager is more than $160,000. A trip to the pharmacy to pick up prescription drugs can leave individuals and families feeling sticker shock in the face of rising health care costs. California is taking steps to rein in the cost of prescription drugs in a first-in-the-nation program, and Wall Street Journal reporter Jared Hopkins is here with details. So, Jared, how would this plan lower drug prices for consumers?
Governor Gavin Newsom out in California is proposing that the state essentially make its own generic drugs by contracting with other generic drug manufacturers in the hopes that increasing competition will drive down prices.
And what we don't know so far are the types of drugs that might be involved?
So we don't know what types of drugs, how much they might cost to manufacture, where they might be manufactured, sort of really any of these sorts of details as the drug supply chain system is pretty complicated.
This is the next in a series of steps California has taken to combat the escalating cost of drugs.
Yeah, California has taken a number of efforts on the state level to address rising costs of drug prices. California recently signed into law a requirement that drug companies that had raised prices, planned to raise prices of certain drugs, needed to notify the state 60 days in advance of that. And then a report on that over the last couple of years of what they've learned so far was tabulated recently. But that law was first of its nation that provided an additional layer of transparency in drug pricing.
As well, California took issue with drug companies who might have been paying makers of generic drugs to delay the rollout of the generic drugs.
California signed the first in the nation of that barred what's called, quote, pay for delay. So when branded drug companies have disputes with generic drug companies over patents of the drug, in the past they've resolved them. And essentially in these deals, the generic company agrees not to launch the generic version for a certain number of months, a certain number of years, and that there is a payment, a settlement essentially, between the two sides. California went ahead and banned that. A federal judge recently decided not to dismiss the law or block it, which is what the generics drug industry had recently asked them to do.
And the pharmaceutical industry has fought California all along the way.
There has been a lot of back and forth between the drug industry and California. Obviously, you know, about 40 million people live in that state. And, you know, when they take efforts or take initiatives on pharmaceutical legislation and obviously other issues, too, they can have a ripple effect for other states, too.
And if this plan that's being proposed by California this week, if this goes into effect and is successful, it could inspire other states to take similar action.
Yeah, that's a possibility, as a number of states over the last few years have sort of upped their efforts to take on rising healthcare costs. And part of that's driven actually by what these states perceive to be is a lack of action on the federal level, on the federal government to address these issues.
And then regarding competitive pricing, Governor Newsom in California wants to perhaps expand this beyond U.S. borders.
Yeah, there's a proposal here of what he wants to do. Essentially, is bring prices down in California, particularly with the government agencies that are purchasing prescription drugs, to prices that are the lowest price in comparison to other countries, too.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Jared Hopkins here with us. Jared, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.